want to welcome back to the program after a very long absence, Timothy Burns. Tim, it's so nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Joanna. It's so nice to be back.
And you have brought with you Donna Richards. Donna, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.
And let's talk about this new project which the two of you are working on together, because it's very exciting.
In October, we decided to start a youth orchestra, the Gold Coast Youth Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually started doing auditions in October, and we started rehearsals in November. So it's a new youth orchestra in South Florida. We're based in Broward County.
Uh-huh.
We're strings only, so mm-hmm. it's a string chamber orchestra
right now. Right, uh-huh. Very good. And you are going to be having your inaugural season finale event this Saturday evening at the Pink Church in Pompano Beach, and that's very exciting. No admission, just a free will donation at the door, so whatever you can afford to give at the door would be greatly appreciated. So let's talk about why. Why a youth orchestra in Broward County?
Well, this orchestra was really born out of a little bit of frustration and great necessity.
Mm-hmm.
To give you a little bit of history, my son is a cellist. He played cello in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got ready to go to high school, we were anticipating an orchestra program. In the year he went, the program was canceled due to lack of funding. It's a really sad state of affairs, what's going on with the musical education.
Right.
So it just kind of sparked the beginning of a long journey to set up the business. Tim and I talked about this a lot, and we just said, let's do this. We have to do this. We have a common passion for classical music, and we said, let's go. So what we did, and here we are.
And how did you know Tim?
I met Tim because I was looking for a cello teacher.
And Tim, of course, is a cellist.
Anybody who knows Tim knows what a great cellist he is, and it was just the start of a great relationship. My son still studies with him, and we're great friends, and now we have an orchestra together.
That's amazing, and there's so much to do to organize something like this. About
so
how many kids do you have in the program?
We have 20 right now,
mm-hmm.
20 steady members.
Right.
I know it seems like a small group.
But it's a great start.
Well, it's a great start, and sometimes with a small group, you can get some precision things that are happening that with a larger group, it's so much more difficult.
Yeah.
So we work a lot of precision and fine motor skills and the technique of string playing.
Right.
So
right.
It seems to really be paying off. The kids enjoy it. I'm a Baroque lover, so I teach a lot of Baroque music, and the kids are hooked.
Great.
So to have young kids in this day and age hooked to Baroque music and asking, can we play this Baroque piece and can we play this? It makes me feel good.
That's fantastic. So. And they range in age. You said they're middle school through high school?
Yes.
Very good. And we actually have recordings here of the orchestra themselves and some of the pieces that they're going to be performing this Saturday. Let's see, we wanted to start with this piece by Carl Jenkins.
Yes.
Who is obviously not Baroque.
Well, he's not Baroque, but the piece is a very interesting piece. Your listeners will notice that it's on a Lexus commercial, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Some commercial on TV. At any rate, it's considered Nouveau Baroque.
So okay.
Even though it was written in 1996, it's in the Baroque style. So
good.
We've grouped it in with the first half of the program, which is all Baroque, and it fits lovely.
Okay, so the name of the piece is Palladio Concerto Grosso for a String Orchestra, and we are going to play it now. This is the Gold Coast Youth Orchestra under the direction of Timothy Burns.
Thank you.
piece there by Carl Jenkins, performed by the Gold Coast Youth Orchestra under the direction of Timothy Burns, who is with me this afternoon, along with Donna Richards. Donna is the executive director of Gold Coast Youth Orchestra, and Tim is the music director and the conductor. Now, you have, you said, about 20 kids, and now the majority of these students are not taking private lessons. Is that correct?
Just a handful can afford private lessons. So yeah. I'm trying to supplement them, supplying them with etudes and solos when they ask, encouraging them to learn solos and etudes and listen and try to pick something good out. And it's working. They're all doing their own work. Then they come in on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Mr. Burns, can I play this for you? And mm-hmm. I listen and make suggestions. And they go home and keep practicing.
That's
so
great.
You know, in the music industry, you shouldn't have to have money to be successful and to make it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talented, your gifts should propel you forward. So we're just trying to help elevate them so that they have the opportunity to pursue it if they can.
Yeah. Now, so they're not taking private lessons. How did they get started on these instruments? Was it that they had a string program in school earlier and it's gone now?
Right.
Is that typically
right.
what happened?
Right.
Yeah.
Then, you know, they started in middle schools, mm-hmm. you know, in at least in Broward County, I think there's only 2 elementary schools with string programs now. There's only about 4 middle schools and probably only 5 or 6 high schools.
Yikes.
So,
and it's a
you
big
know,
county.
Well, the problem is when they stop teaching it in the elementary school, then there's nothing to feed to the middle school. So
right.
the programs shrink and
right.
they cut the program.
Right.
And the same thing happens to the high school. So we're trying to supplement all the programs to help elevate everyone. We can all grow together. So we have a lot of good teachers out there that are working extremely hard, trying to do a lot of work teaching band and chorus and orchestra.
Yeah, trying
so
to be everything to every student.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Wow. Well, for more information about the Gold Coast Youth Orchestra, you can find them online at gcyo-fl.org. You can also find them at Facebook, and you can get more information. And as you said, they come from all over Broward County.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. if you have a student in Broward County, you might want to look into the Gold Coast Youth Orchestra. Is there an audition process?
There is an audition process. The requirements for the audition is they need to play a 3-octave scale
mm-hmm.
or a 2-octave scale. Gail shifting into third position, because I need to see that they have the ability or the desire to learn to mm-hmm. to excel on their instrument. Of course, they need to play a solo.
Yeah.
I would request them, you know, they would play a scale by their choice.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask them to play a scale as well.
Yeah.
Solo of their choice, and then sight reading.
Okay, very good. So once again, for more information for an audition, that same website, which is gcyo-fl.org, or find them on Facebook and you can get more information there. So let's get back to the concert then this Saturday. Now, you've had little concerts or kind of recitals
right.
prior to this for mostly family members, but this is really your first concert out in the public that you're publicizing.
Right, right.
Which is very exciting, and it is happening at the Pink Church. And as I said earlier, it's just whatever you can afford to give at the door. There is no set admission fee. And of course, whatever you can give would be helpful. So let's talk about the next piece on the program. This is definitely a Baroque composer, Tommaso Albinoni.
Right.
Tell us about this piece a little bit, if you would.
It's a beautiful piece. The movement, we're going to play the last movement of this piece today, and it's a fugue that is so intertwined and so many things going on. I'm completely elated on how good the kids sound, because it's a busy little work. It's a tough fugue.
Uh-huh.
So I think everyone will really enjoy it. I'm pleased with the kids. I know they're thrilled with playing it, because mm-hmm. it's very challenging for
yeah.
them.
Okay. So. And here they are.
Thank you.
We just heard the finale from the Sinfonia in G Major by Tommaso Albinoni. That performance was by the Gold Coast Youth Orchestra, conducted by Timothy Burns. Timothy Burns is here with me, along with Donna Richards, who is the executive director of the Gold Coast Youth Orchestra. And their inaugural season finale concert will be this Saturday evening at 7 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Pompano Beach. That's the Pink Church, just north of Copins, off of Federal Highway. You really can't miss it. Big white spire, a big pink church. So it's easy to spot there. So let's talk about, let's give you a chance to brag here about some of the wonderful things that you've seen with these kids.
Okay, I would love to brag about our kids. We are so proud of what they've done. Mm-hmm. Just seeing the development in these students in the last 7 months as individuals, mm-hmm. the accomplishments, the level of growth in their playing, seeing them come together as a group, and you can just see this whole team spirit about them, the way they work together, the way they encourage each other. Honestly, I am so inspired personally by these kids. It makes me want to work harder for them, mm-hmm. you know, to give them more instruction, more music, more time, because they're just amazing and they're hungry to be there.
That's wonderful. And you have some statistics you want to share with our audience.
I do, absolutely. Of our 20 children, well, I shouldn't call them children, they're students. They're, a lot of them are young adults. They go to 8 different public schools in Broward County. They come from 12 different cities. So they're coming from all over the county to rehearse with us in Plantation. Of our 20 students, 75% of them auditioned and were accepted and played with the Broward County Honors Youth Orchestra this year.
Great.
That's a huge, huge number, and we're so proud of these kids and what they've done. They're just amazing. They love what they're doing. They're embracing classical music. You know, other kids out there, they don't get classical music, but these guys, they're hungry for it, and they love it. They want more.
Right.
We are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3, and 35% of our students are either on full or partial scholarships. We do this to help them out, because any student that wants to be there, we want them to be there. We don't want to turn anybody away because of a financial issue.
Right. And what are the fees for a student to be in the orchestra?
Well, the last year, we got a little bit of a late start waiting for the business to get incorporated, so we had to kind of cut the fee back a little.